Here we are, already well into our sesshin. You are walking this one step, patiently making this one step. You already know what I'm going to talk to you about. It is already your intention to practice in the true spirit of practice. But intention is not enough. You have to walk the walk. You must become your practice. You must be this one doing. You must decidedly be this. Decided. It is your practice and yours alone. There are three points which are essential for Zazen practice. All the great practitioners from times of old have stressed the necessity of the three basic elements for Zen practice. The very first essential element for practice. Are you quite clear on it? The roots of great belief. Deep belief. Firmly rooted. Absolutely established. The great roots of belief. What belief? You know it, you're aware of it. But if your faith is not clear, if your belief is even slightly lax or slack, it is not the firmly established roots of great belief. Belief in original Buddha nature, the truth which Shakyamuni, the world-honored one, affirmed through personal experience, is the first great step, Buddha Dharma step. It is your step, your first step. Wonderful, wonderful. Wonder of wonders, all beings a Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. All being arises dependent upon causes and conditions, and each one thing, one being, born of causes and conditions, each and every one is, as it is, Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Great belief, deep, unwavering belief in essential Buddha nature. What's more, belief so established that we say the roots. Roots are such that if they become shallow, exposed, they rot. Roots must be grounded firmly in the great earth. The roots of your belief must not be superficial, weak, exposed, easily shifting. Your belief is deeply, firmly rooted. You alone are solely responsible for your practice. It is solely your practice. You are one, alone. The universe, one being, one soul. Truth is solely one, original Buddha nature, one. The truth of oneness, only Buddha nature, your reality. If you're on and off again in your belief, mixed, half-baked, well, there's Buddha nature and there's not Buddha nature, Buddha nature must be that over there. Or if you're just trying it on for size, so to speak, sizing it up just in case, this is not true, of course, to the reality of original Buddha nature, absolute Buddha nature. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom, absolute. Absolute, so of course, this is not to say human beings only. All beings. the roots of great belief. If there is uncertainty, I understand, I don't understand, I see, I don't see, well, we can't call that roots of great belief. If your belief is unsteady, exposed to the wind and winds of change, it will easily decay, suddenly be overcome. You'll find yourself off track. So deep-rooted faith, this is the first essential for Zen practice. If your belief is sound, the second and third essentials, great doubt, great determination, will surely, certainly come to light. Strong, solid roots. Practice of great belief. You are supported. Your practice is supported by the roots of deep belief. The way is perfect, like unto vast space. There isn't so much as a single hair out of place. The way is as it is now, perfectly reliable. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom is all pervading. Any and everywhere, anytime, always, now, here. In reality, the reality of your being, the reality of your being is not troubled, not somehow off balance, not alienated. So why do you feel truth to be so distant, so separate, something that you have to reach out and try to get? As long as you perceive yourself to be alienated from reality, there will be, as the old saying goes, one joy to 100 sorrows, until you have realized your true nature, the time of tranquility that you enjoy now and again, followed by times of unease, restlessness, dissatisfaction, up and down. But all beings, rigidly encased in me, up and down, troubled, all beings are lovely children of Buddha, children of the Buddhas and the ancestors who have already come alive to inherent truth. All beings are my lovely children. You must be able to awaken to this reality and to live it out. We must be able to be here for all beings, to be of service, to nurture and protect all those who suffer. That's what you're here for, isn't it? You already are on the path, the right path. But you must determine again, still again, to really get with it. Determine not to idle away even one breath, this precious sesshin. The roots of great belief established. This equals the practice of the roots of great belief. Where there is deep belief, there is practice of that belief. There is only for you to stay with it, to do this practice. Original Buddha nature. All the universe is the great way. Perfect like space. Nothing is lacking. Nothing is in excess. The way is perfect, like vast space, with nothing in excess, nothing lacking. The roots of great belief are established. the way, now, here. Not distant, not separate. We have jumped into this session, starting out in the right spirit. I urge you to continue your practice with enthusiasm, with energy. If Buddha nature still appears to depend upon conditions, you can only say to yourself, not yet, not yet. Here is where great doubt, the second essential, comes in. Of course, your belief in Buddha nature is not in doubt. In fact, belief in Buddha nature is so certain that you cannot help but ask, why does it not appear clearly to me? You have taken this question, this problem, upon yourself. It is your driving question. Is it not? How relentlessly can you pursue this problem? How great is your doubt? Pursuing it off again and on again is not enough. You must be single-minded. You must not be thrown off the track by this and that that happens and occurs. You must not waste even a breath of this precious session. This is where the third essential comes in. Great determination. Driving determination. It arises from your belief in essential Buddha nature. In your own reality. It too is great. Great determination, energy, does not permit you to falter. Buddha nature. Buddha nature. It's not just words, and you're not just an onlooker. Your reality, your present reality, is the reality of the universe. One truth, one soul truth. The three keys to practice are in your hands. The roots of great belief, great doubt, great determination. Please, please, carry on in earnest. Pour heart and soul into this one breath. This one doing, chitante, doing just this one doing, chitante. Doksan, doing Doksan will help you if your faith is faltering. I pray that everything may come together to help you concentrate your belief, to focus and establish more firmly the roots of great belief. How do this one doing? Chitante. You are one, alone, one, just sitting. Truth is one. You are blessed with this opportunity to sit zazen. Please give your attention to this one doing, to this. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.